Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We've been conversing with a whole slew of national figures in the Democratic Party that have been coming to Iowa to help down ballot candidates. And today, we'd already had the opportunity to talk with Senator Klobuchar. Also with us right now is former governor of Maryland. His name is Martin O'Malley. Martin, welcome back to Iowa. Good to see you again, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you.
Well, we've got a couple of things we want to talk about on the business side of things.
Good.
One is the issue of low unemployment. You know, there are, every business person I talked to said, look, we're having real issues trying to find people. Our unemployment rate here in the Polk County Metro, anyway, is about 2.7%. Nationwide, it's at a decades low. So that's one issue. But the other issue is if people seem to look at the stock market, which had a rough week last week, by the way, but they look at the stock market and they say, well, the economy is just soaring. Our GDP was 3.5%. What's going on with our economy that if the GDP is so high, people can't find livable wage jobs in this country? What's going on?
Yeah, there's a number of things going on. Where to begin in unpacking all of that? Our economy is still, you know, kind of juicing market returns, and the low interest rates drive money in that direction, and the lack of an economic plan for our country's future in terms of rebuilding, retooling, educating, and embracing renewable energy, all of those things make for an unpredictable landscape right now. But let me go back to the original call of your question, this so-called problem of low unemployment. There are worse problems to have. When you said that, I was thinking back when I served as governor through the recession. It was like a horrible limbo dance. We didn't know how low the bar would go. And what I'm talking about is that it seemed like every day we woke up, we saw more people out of work, more people losing their homes to foreclosures, and we didn't know when the bottom was going to, you know, finally be hit. So our economy's now doing better in the sense that we're creating more jobs. But a lot of the flexibility that employers should have to pay people more, to attract skilled employees, is instead being spent on a wasteful healthcare system. And in some states, the increases are more than others. States have a lot of control over how effectively and efficiently their Medicaid program is run. And that is such a big part of healthcare costs that you really can't have a messed up program like you all have here in Iowa and expect to get better results. So in our own state, we didn't lose a single hospital, rural hospital, to a closure. Why? Because we moved all of our hospitals to global payments, annual budgets. If they save money by keeping people well and out of the hospitals, they're able to keep the savings, and that boosts their profit line. So reorienting our profits incentives to wellness and away from sick bed nights will not only keep more rural hospitals open, it'll also level off costs. We've already saved just the federal government $420 million in the first 4 years of this. But Iowa could do the same thing.
One of the things is seeing how you brought up healthcare, Governor, is we hear this constantly from small business owners all across the state, all across the Midwest, actually, that rising health insurance costs are causing them to either pass it on, those costs to their customers, pass it on to their employees, or stop delivering health care insurance altogether. When increases are looking at 10, 15, 20% in some areas, this becomes sometimes unsustainable for the future. When do you think business is going to say, hold it, stop, we got to look at a different method?
Well, look, I think as a nation, it's pretty undisputed that we pay more for healthcare than any other developed nation on the planet. So that's not we can't keep doing things the way, we can't expect different results unless we start managing our healthcare differently. And by that, I think the key is you've got to incentivize wellness instead of incentivizing filling up sick bed nights at hospitals. But back to the employer's perspective on this, look, here's the double whammy, though, for employers and for business people. If you don't provide health care, another employer will, and the employees will go there. I think there's a lot of room at the state level, if you have a competent governor and a competent administration, to bring down those cost curves, to experiment with reinsurance pools and other things that can bring down these cost curves. It's not just one thing, it's several. Another piece of this, though, that we have to acknowledge is that we need to pay our workers more. We have taken the bottom out of, you know, the things that we used to take for granted as Republicans and Democrats, that the minimum wage would stay above the poverty level, that we would pay overtime pay for overtime work, that, you know, and that we would train our own workers to fill, you know, higher paying jobs within our own businesses. So those are all things that we also need to restore.
We had just a few weeks ago Michael Leidy from the Sanders Institute on talking about universal health care coverage and indicating that the federal government is spending $1.7 trillion. I'm going to make that number up because I'm not exactly sure.
And lots of zeros.
Lots of zeros, yes. And if it were to move to some type of universal health care system, like most other industrialized countries, that we would actually save money. What do you think?
Well, I do think that the having a public option out there is the way to go. Most people, if you ask them around the country, hey, should we have Medicare for all? They'll probably say, yeah, we should have Medicare for all. And what they mean by that is affordable health care that covers everybody, that so that if you get sick or you need to have an operation, you can get it. Like most important things, you know, progress requires some steps. And I do believe that there's the flexibility within our states to actually move down this road where we actually are able to provide quality health care coverage to everyone without bankrupting families or businesses in order to keep their health care coverage. A big part of it is realigning that profit incentive, and another big part of it is making sure that everybody's in the pool. There's the ability to do it. They did with our state, and we saved the federal government hundreds of millions of dollars just in the first few years of going to global budgets for hospital care.
Final question, Governor, before you hit the road. You are campaigning on behalf of many down-ballot candidates. Down-ballot. And you know what it's like to be at the top of the ballot, and I can imagine you know what it's like to serve and be at towards the bottom of the ballot. Why are you doing this?
About 2 years ago, we recommitted our PAC leadership efforts, and we call our effort Win Back Your State. As a Democrat, I know from having been chair of the Democratic governors that we almost had this kind of elitist condescension towards anybody that wasn't running for president or U.S. Senate. And we paid a heavy price for it. We lost a lot of governor's races, therefore lost Congress, lost more state legislative seats than we'd ever lost before, and we need to rebuild now. So I like to use the term all across the ballot rather than down ballot, because really, if we're going to be a national party, we have to run all across the ballot in every state, and we can't assume that, you know, some states are red and some are blue. Look, I'm seeing a lot of Democrats winning in so-called red states. And that's what happens when you have a statewide effort, when you file candidates in every seat. And that's what we need to get back to. And that's what I see happening here in Iowa. It's happening in Kansas, happened in Oklahoma. It's happening in Florida and Georgia and other places. So we need it. It's almost like a forest rebuilding after a bad fire. You can say it's not centrally organized if you like, but those sprouts of green are very real, and the new candidates I've seen running all across the ballot in every state are really the future of this party, coming up from the ground, and a lot of young candidates, and very, very promising for our party and for our country.
Governor Martin O'Malley, thank you so much for taking some time, sir.
Thank you, Mike.